As Christy said, my name is Stephanie Taylor, and I'm the evaluator for the Sodium Reduction in Communities Program Grant for Shasta County Health and Human Services Agency here in California. And Shasta County is a fairly rural community about 3.5 hours north of here on Interstate 5. And our primary city is Redding with a population of about 90,000. And I have no relationships to disclose. One of our objectives for this grant was to partner with local restaurants to help them incorporate sodium reduction strategies into their meal preparation practices and to enable them to set sodium guidelines for meals that they serve. One of the major strategies that we used was to develop a healthy restaurant toolkit, which I'll talk about later in this presentation. To give you some background, Shasta County Public Health is part of a local partnership called Healthy Shasta that aims to increase healthy eating and physical activity among local residents. We started in 2005 with 5 partners, and we've grown to 21 partners. We joined forces out of concern over increasing rates of childhood obesity and chronic diseases such as type 2 diabetes. Each Healthy Shasta partner is committed to making healthy eating and physical activity choices easier for their employees and people that they serve, and have made changes to the policies, systems, and environment within their realm of influence to facilitate those healthy choices. Here's a snapshot of our partners. The county and all 3 incorporated cities in the county, Redding, Anderson, and Shasta Lake, are partners. And others include children's organizations, schools, a hospital, and a Native American tribal organization. Healthy Shasta has 5 initiative areas that we focus on: food systems, healthy schools, walk the talk, walking and biking, and healthy communities. And our restaurant work is part of the food systems initiative. The food systems initiative includes work with growers associations, EBT market match at farmers markets, and providing support to the growing local coalition. For our work to reduce sodium in restaurants, we have focused on expanding our Healthy Kids Choice restaurant program. Healthy Kids Choice is a Healthy Shasta initiative modeled after a program that was started in San Diego County. In creating our own program, Healthy Shasta has partnered with local independently owned restaurants to offer and promote healthy options for children. The goals of the Healthy Kids Choice program are to have healthy options available on kids' menus, to encourage children to eat more fruits and vegetables, to decrease fat, sugar, and sodium intake, and to assist restaurants in making the healthy choice appealing, available, and affordable. As an incentive, Healthy Kids Choice restaurants receive promotion on the Healthy Shasta website and customized kids' menus. This is an example of a Healthy Kids Choice menu at one of our local restaurants. Prior to the start of our grant, there was no sodium criteria for Healthy Kids Choice meals. However, the meals did need to include a lean meat or protein, a fruit, vegetable, legume, or whole grain, and a healthy beverage. When we started our sodium reduction work, we had 3 formative evaluation questions. Our first formative evaluation question was, what are the barriers and facilitators for restaurants when reducing sodium? To address this, we conducted key informant interviews with restaurant owners. We included owners of the restaurants that were Healthy Kids Choice participants, and 3 that were not participating in the program. We also used the key informant interviews as an opportunity to find out what trainings and resources might make it easier for them to reduce sodium. We asked about the perceived importance of reducing sodium in restaurant meals. A majority of the owners felt that it was important, but not all of the owners felt this way. The restaurant owners commented specifically about the health risks of excess sodium consumption. However, several of the owners also balanced their concerns about health risks with concerns about taste and other barriers. The majority of the barriers that were discussed were about product availability. In our small community, there is very little purchasing power for local restaurants with distributors, so they often aren't able to gain access to affordable low-sodium foods. They also mentioned that many of their main staples, like soup, gravy, and salad dressing base, are also high in sodium. It's also difficult for them to obtain fresh foods that are out of season. There are also concerns about increased preparation time, the need for staff training, how and whether to market healthy options, the increased cost of ingredients, and negative impacts to their customer satisfaction due to changes in taste. We also asked them what they felt was within their power to do in order to reduce sodium in their restaurant. All felt that they had some changes that they could do to make to reduce sodium. Changes that were mentioned included increasing scratch cooking, using higher quality ingredients, using new seasoning mixes to enhance flavor, decreasing sodium in side items, and targeting soup bases to accomplish sodium reduction across several menu items that use that soup base. When we asked the informants what type of training would be most helpful in order to facilitate sodium reduction, we found that scratch cooking, purchasing low-sodium food items, and recipe substitutions were mentioned as the greatest needs. We also asked about what would be useful information to include in a healthy restaurant toolkit, and informants asked for ingredient substitution suggestions and low-sodium recipes. Our second formative evaluation question was, what are the attitudes of restaurant consumers towards sodium reduction? To address this, we conducted a survey with restaurant consumers to assess attitudes about sodium reduction and demand for low-sodium menu items. The target group for our survey was Shasta County residents who eat at restaurants at least once per month. We conducted the survey in 2011 at the Healthy Shasta Walk This Way event, which was held at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and that's a local museum. Admission was free for the event. The survey was paper and self-administered. We received 187 responses, 117 of which were in the target group. We'll conduct a follow-up survey in 2013. And here's a brief profile of our survey respondents. 63% of them were in the target group who eat out at least once per month. 35% of our respondents in the target group choose locally owned sit-down restaurants over fast food or large chain restaurants. And that's the restaurant type that we're primarily working with. Most live in Reading, which is where a majority of the restaurants that we're working with are located. Because it was a convenient sample, we had a few limitations. We saw that 79% of our respondents in the target group were female, which obviously is greater than the proportion of females in our county. Our sample was also more educated in general compared to the county's population. 74% had at least some college education compared to 61% in the general county population. 65% of the respondents were aged 20 to 40, which is also larger than that population in the general county population. But an advantage here was that the 20 to 40 age group is the population with kids who we're targeting with our Healthy Kids Choice restaurant program. Moving on to the most relevant results from our survey, we asked whether consumers had ever chosen to eat at a restaurant specifically because it was a Healthy Kids Choice restaurant. Over one-third of our respondents said yes, which is actually much more than we were expecting. A slightly smaller percentage said no, and just under a third said that they hadn't previously heard of Healthy Kids Choice. We were very excited about this result, and we feel that we can increase advertising of Healthy Kids Choice to reach some of the remaining one-third of the respondents who hadn't previously heard of the program. We wanted to measure attitudes about sodium and sodium reduction in restaurants. We found that 80% of respondents were concerned with the amount of sodium in processed and restaurant foods. 93% think restaurants should be encouraged to reduce sodium, and 92% would like to see labeling of heart-healthy and reduced sodium menu items on restaurant menus. We asked if restaurant respondents would be more or less likely to order a menu item if it was labeled as heart healthy or reduced sodium on the menu. The majority of respondents said that they would be more likely to order a menu item if it was labeled. This is good information for us because we had been wondering if it was best for restaurants to take a stealth approach or whether or not they should advertise the reduced sodium in their meals. Our last formative evaluation question was, what is the current amount of sodium in menu items on Healthy Kids Choice restaurants? To address this, we contracted with a company to do recipe analysis for several of the restaurants that we're working with. They did a full analysis, including sodium, calorie, and fat content, but I'm just going to show you two restaurants today and only the sodium content. Here's restaurant A. As you can see, some of the items that were analyzed are over 800 milligrams in sodium. And this doesn't include the drink or the side item that comes with the kids' meal. Here's restaurant B. At this restaurant, the kids' meal includes a slice of pizza, a side item, a side salad, and a cup of milk. For adults who eat two or more slices of this same pizza, the sodium content can get fairly high. Back to our intervention strategies. As we said, we saw expanding the Healthy Kids Choice program as an opportunity to accomplish our goals. When the program started, there was no guideline for sodium. Our first task was to work with the existing Healthy Kids Choice restaurants to incorporate sodium guidelines into the meal criteria. We also wanted to expand the Healthy Kids Choice program to include more restaurants and to work with all of those restaurants to incorporate the sodium reduction strategies that we shared to them into preparation of adult menu items. Thanks to the hard work of our dietitians and our restaurants, we've added a sodium guideline to the criteria for Healthy Kids Choice meals. Each Healthy Kids Choice meal must have sodium content of 770 milligrams or less. We also put together a healthy restaurant toolkit called Cut the Sodium, Keep the Flavor. This toolkit has general tips for reducing sodium, tips for specific cuisines, and sample recipes. It was distributed at a culinary training for restaurants put on by the Culinary Institute, and it will be shared on the Healthy Shasta website and Facebook page by Healthy Dining Finder, and it was featured in a news article from the Nation's Restaurant News. And now I want to share two local success stories with you. Restaurant A, which I showed you earlier, has become a Healthy Kids Choice program or partner since we started working with them. They have expanded their kids menu, and they're using lower sodium ingredients. They're decreasing or eliminating added salt in several of their recipes. And they don't automatically add mayonnaise on kids' sandwiches, and they have adjusted the portion size of several of their menu items to reduce sodium. And here are some of their successes. As you can see, they have reduced sodium in some of these recipes by over a third. Restaurant B has reduced the amount of salt that they use in their pizza dough recipe, and they've cut sodium by an average of about 9% per slice. This is an average of about 40 milligrams per slice. We've encountered several challenges with our evaluation. It was hard to recruit key informants that were not part of our Healthy Kids Choice restaurant program. We chose to recruit half of our informants from outside of the program so that we could get the views of restaurant owners who are not actively trying to promote healthy options on their menu because they might be the toughest audience for us when we try to expand our sodium reduction work. As I discussed before, we also weren't able to get a representative sample of our restaurant consumers. In addition to the limitations that I already mentioned, it's possible that many of the consumers who attended the Walk This Way event were there because it was a free event, and they may have also been more healthy-minded because it was a Healthy Shasta event. Also, we'll not be able to conduct our follow-up survey at the same event in 2013, so comparisons with our follow-up survey will be limited by the differences in the two sample populations. Finally, it was very challenging for our dietitians to gather the information needed for the recipe analysis. The restaurant owners are busy, and it usually requires several back-and-forth telephone tag sessions to gather all of the information needed to get the list of ingredients to analyze for each recipe. Also, some owners don't keep their recipes written down. They're in their heads. So they may not know exactly how much of an ingredient is used in the preparation of a particular menu item. Some also shop at grocery stores for ingredients and buy whatever is the best price during that particular shopping trip. And so their recipes can change a little bit. And that can make recipe analysis difficult. We've also learned about some implementation challenges. As I discussed, owners of small local restaurants have a lot of demands on their time, so it can be difficult to gain access to them to discuss implementing sodium reduction strategies. It was hard to find a time when several restaurant owners could attend our August culinary training, where we shared many scratch cooking strategies with them. Also, their restaurants are a business, and they're reluctant to make changes that they perceive could cut into their profit. Also, because we're working with small restaurants that aren't part of a buying co-op, they have very little purchasing power. It can be difficult for them to find inexpensive, high-quality ingredients that are low in sodium. There have also been some lessons learned. Our restaurant owners have observed that change is accepted better by customers when recipe modifications are incorporated slowly rather than all at once. Also, chefs have the most control over sodium reduction when they increase scratch cooking. It allows for use of fresh ingredients, low salt seasonings, and recipe modifications to reduce sodium. Also, it has worked for at least one of our restaurants, that's Restaurant A, to try out their new recipes on their employees, and they get a lot of good feedback this way. And they've told us that it's also possible for them to work with their vendors to research the availability of alternative products that are low in sodium. Those vendors can be a resource and helpful for restaurants to find new products. To wrap things up, our next steps are to continue to expand the Healthy Kids Choice program, to provide technical assistance to restaurants to help them carry the sodium reduction they've accomplished in their kids' menus to their adult menu items, and to market the restaurants in the Healthy Kids Choice program, especially those that have reduced sodium. Thank you.